J. Edgar Hoover back in the news, but this is in a very light way. A new restaurant at D.C.'s Mayflower Hotel named after him. It's called Edgar Bar and Kitchen.
And Dimitri talked about that and other restaurant openings with Jeff Dufour. He is the D.C. editor at UrbanDaddy.com.
A lot of people were lamenting the fact that the Town and Country Bar on one side of the Mayflower lobby served its last drink earlier this year. Well, they've brought back another bar, and this pays homage to J. Edgar Hoover, as you ate at the Mayflower for lunch every day for about 20 years.
Wow.
And this place is quite spectacular, replete with millwork and dark wood and antique lamps. They found a whole collection of antique whiskey bottles. And it's you can get your craft cocktails there and some pretty interesting comfort food like baked macaroni and cheese with slab bacon on top, short ribs, crab cake BLTs, that kind of thing. I think it's going to be a pretty popular place.
What kind of place do you envision it to be? A destination for dinner or maybe just a place to pop into spur of the moment?
It strikes me as sort of the quintessential power lunch spot during the day. And then when people get off of work, I think it'll serve that same function the Town and Country once did, which is sort of a happy hour spot with high-powered folks hanging out there into the night.
Let's move to below DuPont Circle. This is called Heist, and well, it seems very ritzy for sure.
It is, and the concept here, the theme is sort of original. It pays tribute to sort of the classic cat burglar lore. It's dark, it's got the DJs and the bottle service like we see at a lot of clubs, but what sets it apart, I think, is the decor. They've got these museum cases embedded in the walls all over, glass cases, and you'll see things in there like a fake case full of cash or a teddy bear with diamonds spilling out of its stomach. Got some videos of actual robberies, heists, if you will. It's quite interesting, actually, to see.
Here we go to for fans of Boardwalk Empire on HBO. We're talking about the Prohibition era. There's a speakeasy on 7th Street Southeast. They apparently have not heard that you can drink legally again.
This is a spot that has some of the same secrecy that an actual speakeasy in the 20s might have had. No phone number that's published, no website, naturally, not even a sign on the door. You've got to know where it is. And when you get up there, they designed it like an actual speakeasy was in the 20s, which is quite often just in someone's living room. So there's books, there's little tchotchkes on shelves, there's some sort of odd corners. It's really just a bar shoehorned into what looks like a living room. It only seats 26 people, and it's mostly reservations only. So it's sort of a spot for those in the know.
Right. Any idea how we can become in the know, or is that the whole point here?
That's the whole point. I could give you the number, but then I'd have to kill you.
I'd rather stay alive, to be honest with you, so I'm going to stop asking about that. This is 7th Street as well, 7th and L. It's called Hogo, and we have sushi, probably not your run-of-the-mill sushi, though.
This is from Tom Brown, who's a partner at The Passenger, and then who opened the New York Avenue Beach Bar around the corner on the same block this summer. And this is in the same vein, although a little bit more winter friendly because it's indoors. It specializes in tiki cocktails, rums, tequilas, pineapple juice, coconut juice, things like that in the front. And then in the back, they're doing something quite interesting, which is sort of opening up the kitchen to a rotating array of chefs who want to try out new things, almost like a chef incubator. And the first chef in there for the first month is going to be serving Hawaiian street food, things like spam sushi and mahi-mahi with egg on it, things like that you might find in Hawaii just off the surf.
I hope there's a little pineapple involved.
I think there's a lot of pineapple involved, in fact.
Let's head over to Range. What's going on here?
This is Brian Voltaggio's spot. A lot of people know Voltaggio from his time on Top Chef, his brother also on Top Chef, and he's made quite a name for himself with his restaurants up in Frederick. This is his first venture within the D.C. city limits, and it's notable for a couple things. First off, its size. This is in the mall up there in Friendship Heights, which has fallen on a little bit of hard times. Some of the stores had moved out. And the restaurant's basically taken over half of the second floor of this mall. It's an enormous restaurant. And he's covering a lot of bases here. Rotisserie meats, wood-fired grill, wood pizza oven, a whole bakery on-premises, dessert, charcuterie made all in-house. So you can get pretty much anything you would want there.
Would you call it quite a departure from Vault?
I would say it's less high concept and a little bit more of a traditional new American food.
Let's finish up in Philadelphia, actually in Northeast D.C., but it might feel a little bit like Philadelphia. Taylor Charles Steak and Ice.
Sure. This is from the guys who have opened a number of Taylor Gourmet sandwich shops. And this is another one of their passions, being that they're from Philadelphia, an actual Philadelphia cheesesteak shop. But what they did, interestingly, with the interior, a lot of these cheesesteak shops in Philadelphia, for those people who have been there, is you walk up and it's basically a to-go window right on the sidewalk. They weren't able to do that on 8th Street. So what they wanted to do was take the sidewalk and move it inside. So they have actual street lights inside. They have tile floor with manhole covers embedded in the floor. There's graffiti up everywhere. Basically taking the Philadelphia street and brought it inside while you have your cheesesteak.
I've heard from so many friends who lived in Philly, now live here, who complain about not being able to get the genuine article unless you go to Pat's and Gino's up there. How did the cheesesteak taste this time?
The cheesesteaks fare pretty well. And with the game this weekend, we might get invaded by more than a few folks looking for Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
That's UrbanDaddy.com, DC editor Jeff Dufour. By the way, he joined us via Skype.
You happen to know the secret password to that speakeasy he was talking about, right?
Yeah, Banna and the Eighth. Try that one. If it doesn't work, call Dimitri.
Read all about the places that Jeff mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Urban Daddy.